Hey there, I'm Carmen.
And I'm Christine. Welcome to The Conversation.
You can always find us on your Hope Coach podcast with Carmen Horn or on YouTube at Christine Brown.
Either way, we're glad you're here. So let's get started. Hi, Carmen. How are you doing today?
Hey, Christine. Doing well. We got a beautiful, sunshiny, windy day today here in Louisiana.
I think we've got the same thing. Sunshine and wind over here. Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us today. I hope that you are having some sunshine too, but I know that some of you actually have probably some bad weather happening. We've got bad weather going across a lot of parts of the world right now. So yeah. If you are not experiencing the sunshine today, I pray that you will get it soon.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, folks. Good to have you today.
It's good to see everyone. Thank you for joining us for this special topic. Today, we are going to be talking about how to keep bitterness from taking root in our hearts. This is something that I've really been wanting to talk about, and Carmen agreed to look at this topic with me and see what the Bible has to say about it.
Yeah, yeah. I always want to base our discussions on Scripture.
Yes.
That's the truth. And so we want to base all discussions, start from Scripture. So let's read one today. Our key verse is Hebrews 12:15. I'm going to read that in the ESV version. See to it that no one fails to obtain the grace of God, that no root of bitterness springs up and causes trouble, and by it many become defiled. That a root of bitterness.
Yeah, that's very telling, isn't it? The way that verse describes bitterness.
Yeah.
Because it does feel that way, doesn't it? When bitterness comes, I mean, and you don't realize it at first.
Right.
And this happened with me recently. I had something that triggered some bitterness in my heart. And at first, I didn't realize it. I just was sitting there thinking about all this wrong that had been done to me. That I felt like, you know, it was my perceived wrong that had been done to me. And then it started reminding me of things that happened in the past, things from long ago that were long gone, really.
Yeah.
But those started coming back. And pretty soon, before I even realized it, I was really wrestling with it. I mean, bitterness was truly trying to take root in my heart. It would not let go. And I felt like I was having to battle it. And thankfully, because I dealt with bitterness before, I realized how destructive it can be. So I was like, I remember laying there at night in this fitful night's sleep thinking, nope, I'm not going to do this. We are not going to do this. I'm not going to let bitterness take control. And I didn't sleep very well that night, to say the least. But then the next day, I realized that there was a certain situation that God was going to bring healing and restoration in this area of my life. And that's when it occurred to me that that's why the enemy was trying so hard to fight me with bitterness. Yeah. Because if I can stay bitter, then I'm not going to get to experience those blessings that God has in store.
Yeah.
So that was the situation. I thought, I need to look at what the Bible says about this and talk to Carmen about this and see what the solution is. What can we do when bitterness grabs hold?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if we look back at the original Greek for that verse that we read, Hebrews 12:15, that word of bitterness, that Greek word gives us a deeper understanding of the seriousness of what he's saying here, when he calls it a root of bitterness. That word is pikria. Hey, y'all, that's a country version of that. I'm sure I butchered that up.
That's okay. We're all going to forgive each other, right, you guys? No comments, please. You're going to forgive us for our Texas or Louisiana pronunciations. Thank you. We appreciate it.
I'm sorry. I was going to say that word is pikria. And it means poisonous, deadly, oh my, extreme wickedness, bitter, hatred, gall. That word, our English word of bitterness, doesn't even describe the seriousness of this root that the writer in Hebrews is talking about.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's about as bad as you can get. I'm sitting there listening to that definition thinking, that's about as bad as you can get when you think about that horrible taste in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
the bitter gall taste in your mouth, or poisonous, deadly. Bitterness can be deadly. I mean, when we hear that, we know this is something that we need to guard against
Yes.
for sure. And I think about roots and how strong they are. And I probably didn't pay enough attention in science class in high school to know all there is to know about roots, but I do know how strong they can be. And we've seen those roots that are so huge, they just extend out, those that show above ground. I have a few of those in my backyard right now. But also, something that I learned recently about roots, I've always known that roots are how we get nutrients from the soil. And the Bible talks a lot about that too. But we can also put out nutrients through our roots to other trees. So when we think about that, if the bitterness has taken root in our hearts, it can extend to those around us, to our families, into our homes, and we don't want that to happen.
If you get some good old poison ivy going on, think about how it just spreads everywhere around. We don't want that kind of a thing plant growing, around us, and it just spreads everywhere. And how you get rid of it? You have to cut those roots.
Pull it up by the root.
Pull it
That's
up by the
right.
roots. That's
Oh.
right. Yeah, and how could it be deadly? Well, I can tell you one thing. It's killed my peace before, killed my joy before. So you think, how can bitterness be deadly? You think, oh, it can't be deadly. Oh, yes, it can be deadly. It sure can.
Wow. That's true. So if it is, if we know that, we've established that we know it's poisonous, we need an antidote to that.
Yes,
So
absolutely.
if I'm feeling that bitterness against someone, what's my antidote going to be? Well, let's look back at today's verse and see if we can find it there.
If we look back at 12 and 15, he mentions grace. The writer mentions grace. It's only by God's grace that healing is possible. It is supernatural. You need it when you were feeling those all the feels of bitterness was washing over you. What you need you had to go back to that source of grace for yourself, because you could not offer grace if you didn't accept the grace. And so grace is so important, and we get that from God. It's not just built into us that when somebody's hurt us that we want to forgive them and not have any bitter feelings toward them so easily. That's a supernatural feeling. That's a supernatural action. It's God working through us in our situation. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. That's so true. And that's something, thank you, because that's something I need to be reminded of, because I always feel like I need to take action. And definitely we need to be willing and ready to do what needs to be done. But like you said, grace is something that even in our faults, even in our failures, that we can open our hearts to God, and He's willing to pour that into us to give us that grace. And there's no way we can give it if we don't have it first ourselves. So if we allow him and accept his grace, it makes it so much easier for us to offer grace to others. And that act in itself is going to break those roots of bitterness that are trying to form in our hearts.
Yeah, we mentioned that. I think we mentioned that. I think you just said, and I want to reiterate that, is we've got to accept it from God to be able to give it to others.
Yeah, so true. But then that brings up another question, because this is a little hard for me to admit, but sometimes I have had some bitterness toward God. So if it's not to someone else, if the bitterness I feel is toward God, then what's the solution? Because you know how we don't intend to be bitter toward God, and we think, well, how can you have bitterness toward God? But sometimes if we have something horrible happen and we question why he didn't answer our prayer, or we feel like he's not listening, or that he could have done something and didn't, that can cause bitterness to start building up.
Yeah, absolutely. And it puts you put a wall up. There becomes a wall where you're angry at God. It's hard to admit, but we get just mad at him. Why did you not do? We all have why questions. So if our listeners out there are thinking they have some why questions and something's wrong, no, Christine and I have those too from time to time. God understands that. That's why he gives us so many answers in scripture, because he knows we have those why questions. But I tell you, one of
Yes.
the things I really helped me with bitterness towards God is I try to remind myself of the character of God. He is not like a man. So I can't judge his character and how he would handle things on how I would handle things, or the person who hurt me would handle things. I have to remind myself that the character of God, and we have a we've got a few of those that we want to share today.
We do, yes. God has so many wonderful character traits, but, and we don't have time to share them all. We encourage you to find those in scripture that speak to you as well. But one that I love that helps me with bitterness is that God is just. Because that's a problem. Sometimes I feel like he hasn't treated me justly, but
Or fairly, he hasn't treated you fairly.
or fairly, right? Like, that's not fair, God. But he is a just God. It's not in his character to treat me unjustly. He has to be just all the time.
Thank you, Lord.
Deuteronomy 32 and 4 says, "He is the rock. His works are perfect, and all his ways are just. A faithful God who does no wrong, upright and just is he."
Woo, that's
I
shouting grounds that you
love
want
that.
to.
That just being able to say, "God, you are a just God," then I know, even if it doesn't make sense to me, it will work together eventually for my good. I might not see it today or tomorrow, but God is working it together for my good. I will see his grace through this situation.
Oh, Romans 8:28 there. That's my verse. You know, it kind of comes back in there again.
Right.
So and we judge our we need to judge what's the God's response by reminding ourselves of his love for us. When we don't feel like something's fair or just, okay, number one, we know he is. Scripture says that. Number two, we remind ourselves that God loves us.
That's right.
Besides John 3:16, which is such a foundational verse about God's love, and we probably all memorized that as kids, in the King James Version, I'm sure. Romans 5:8, I love, and it says, "But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. He chose us before we chose him. He chose us from the foundation of the world before we ever chose him."
What an
And that
awesome
is his
truth.
love.
That's such a foundational thing. God loves me. It's the thing, like you said, we learn when we are kids, but for some reason, we forget to go back to that. And it's so powerful. So powerful. Well, the third one is also in Romans. Romans 8 and 31 says, "What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?" And that's the problem I have sometimes, is thinking that God's hand is against me. But I can remember from this verse, God is for us. God is for me. And all of these are so easy to say. God is just, God loves me, and God is for me. We can recite those, and that will help us be on the road to healing from bitterness.
Absolutely. Remind yourself that you see you see through this glass dimly, and we don't understand everything that's going on, but God does. He's just, he loves us, and he's for us. And we remember those things. You've got a great resource, a new resource, Christine, that you have developed to help us as we walk through some are trying to move away from bitterness and be more graceful in our lives.
Thank you. Yes, I really felt inspired by the story of Naomi in scripture, because she was another woman who felt like God's hand was against her. And I felt like we can learn a lot from this woman. So I did. I put together a 5-day email devotional called Breaking Free from Bitterness. It is a free study. So I will put the link in the show notes if you'd like to sign up for that. I encourage you to do so. And I hope you are as inspired by her story as I was.
I cannot wait. I cannot wait. It's going to be good. Well, y'all, it's been good to be with you today. I'm glad you all joined in with us as we discuss this important topic about bitterness.
Yes, always happy to have you here with us.
Can I invite you, please, to subscribe to Christine's YouTube channel at Christine Brown, or follow me on your Hope Coach podcast. If you're a listener, you'll do that. And if you're a viewer, you can watch it on YouTube. So we invite you to do that and invite a friend to do it as well. So thanks again for coming, for being here today.
Absolutely, absolutely. Ditto for me, everyone. Thank you so much. We appreciate you, and we'll see you next time.
Yep. Bye.